What about in the adjuvant setting in terms of the HER2 positive patient? Last time I talked to you, you guys were thinking about adding in bevacizumab on top of your base regimen. Is that still your thought?
Yeah, we're still developing a concept and hope to have that submitted fairly soon. We actually are committed to collaborate with Denny Slayman and BCIRG jointly on that concept. So we're working with them now actively. We've been waiting really on the pilot data that his group with Mark Pegram is leading that study with the TORI network, looking at the combination of Avastin and Herceptin as monotherapy for frontline HER2 positives to get safety data, activity data. And the trial's progressing well, and they've told us that we'll be ready to present the data at San Antonio for the trial, from what we understand. It's not our trial, so we're depending on them to keep us posted, and from what they've been able to share with us, it looks like it's something that we definitely will be pursuing. Very promising.
We've kind of started to rethink bevacizumab in terms of mechanism of action with the concept of improved delivery, potentially, of chemotherapy to tumors. What do we know about the potential synergy between bevacizumab and trastuzumab? Is that another potential situation of improved drug delivery? Is it more of a molecular interaction? What do we know about that?
There is a high association between when patients have HER2 amplification, a high percent in some of the series, like 3/4 of the patients also have VEGF upregulated. And when you have that combination with chemotherapy alone, those patients do not do well. They have a very strikingly poor outcome. So the assumption is that there's something mechanistically going on driving that. And if you shut both those down, you will improve outcome. And in the preclinical models, it looks very, very strong. That was a justification for taking it into the clinical trial. And they're clearly excited about things they're seeing. I haven't seen the data, but the study is continuing to accrue.